Dominic King Show. BBC
Radio Kent. 12 minutes past six. What does Antarctica sound like? Alan Noak, the Assistant County Commissioner for Global Projects at Kent Scouts, recently took a group from Kent to that place. They followed the route that Ernest Shackleton took 100 years ago with the expedition ship Quest. As part of their adventure on the sailing ship Bark Europa, they all had projects that range from scientific, environmental and the arts. One of Alan's projects was to record some soundscapes, which he's sharing with us tonight.
Hi Dominic. So my personal project whilst we were out in Antarctica in January this year is called Antarctic Soundscapes. I've literally hundreds of sound files that I recorded on location, and I'm gradually editing those and curating them for use in my monthly Request 2021 podcast. So I'm just going to share a few examples with you. Let's start with the sound of the anchor chain, as you could hear it from my cabin when we're in the bows of the ship. And here's the sound of the water swishing around outside my cabin porthole. Recorded from my cabin. This is the incredible noise as the ship carves its way through cracking ice. So the next clip was recorded on one of our landings at the Antarctic base at Port Lockroy.
Standing right next to the Gentoo penguins. Wow. We couldn't really have had a more amazing experience here. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
I know you've missed out before.
Yeah.
But we've never been anywhere
this close. I think they're more used to the tourists as well, these ones. And we were still a good, respectful 5 metres away.
Now here's a sound of the ship creaking in the early hours. Clip recorded on the beach at Nikko Harbour, a beautiful secluded bay that had stunning glacial scenery and wildlife. I also used a hydrophone and that allowed me to record underwater sound, so we've got a little short extract here of the sound under the ice. This is the moment when I was sitting quietly on the Nikko beach and a seal came right up next to me.
He is about 5 metres away from me and he's just lazing in the snow. Every now and again he sort of tweaks one of his flippers or moves his head. Just sort of dozing, really. It's really cool to be this close. And behind there's a huge penguin colony of gentoos, all spread over the hill. And little penguin tracks all the way down, penguin highways. What a great stop for our last Zodiac landing. Oh, he's sort of scratching his head. Hi, Mr. Seal.
Whilst on board, we all got the opportunity to climb up the ship's masts, and I struck very lucky with my climb to the top of the main mast.
Ah, you have to go up three sections. It's well high up there. But when I was two-thirds of the way up, I saw a whale, a really amazing whale, going around the ship. And there was a glacier fall, so there was a wave came across. So it was absolutely brilliant from the top. Really glad I took the time to climb up there.
So if you'd like to hear more Antarctic soundscapes and moments and interviews from our trip, then my Request 2021 podcast is available on iTunes. You just search for Request 2021. That's REQUEST 2021. Or it is available on our website, which is www.request2021.org.uk. That's request2021.org.uk. So I will leave you with one of the most evocative sounds recorded on our trip, and this is the sound of the ship's horn on the Bark Europa, and that's then followed by a short recording of some wind and waves.
Project leader of the Kent Scouts Request 2021 Antarctic Project lives in Sandwich and joins me from his home tonight. Alan, really great to have you with us. Listening back to that must have brought back such memories for you, right?
It does. Can you hear me fine?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're just going through these files. I recorded hundreds of files when we were in Antarctica, and it's just fantastic to be able to go back through those as I'm editing them and enjoy the experience over again. Oh, so really enjoyable.
It's incredible. You know, I'm sure for people listening tonight, that just took us to where you were. You know, many of us were following the story online and with social media, and you were able as a team, as a group of scouts, to get us little bits of information as it was happening. But hearing that now, Alan, just really brings it home what you all experienced. It must have been very hard to take in at times.
Yeah, absolutely. It blew your mind. And I think in a way, sound is a great medium, because you can shut your eyes and you can be there again when you listen to it. So I thought it was a really exciting way to try and record the experience.
Well, it certainly is, and great for us to hear it. Some of those sounds we'll never ever hear in our lifetime. You and the rest have been able to go and experience that. But even the underwater, under the ice, just incredible to hear those little echoes pinging from side to side.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously was my dream to try and pick up a whale. I have hours of underwater recording that I need to analyse to see if I've got any animal noises at all, because whale song will travel up to 20-30 miles.
So it is quite possible as I go through it, or if I find any, of course, I'll share that with you.
Yeah, I want that to hear that. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
A bit of a miracle to find some.
Yeah, but you'll have one of those moments where you'll be listening to the recordings and think, oh, I've got to keep listening and again and again and again until you get it. And now, what about what happens now with all of the projects that Kent Scouts have been involved with there as part of Request 2021? What will be the next step?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of outreach with young people. So the idea is for each of us to get out and share this experience with the younger sections, the Scouts, the Beavers, the Cubs, and teach them about what we learned, but also just share that message that, you know, if you want to do something like this, then it is possible to dream and dream big and achieve something like this. So we've got all of that research to study, to work through. We're working with British Antarctic Survey to get the project report done for them. We did a project for them. We've got the Argo Network, which was floats that we dropped down in Antarctica where we're studying climate change data.
Amazing.
So there's a huge amount of work to be done now afterwards to analyze all this data, process it all, and get it into some sort of format where we can share it with the world.
It's quite a legacy as well, isn't it, Alan, of something that you had spoken to me about many, many years ago, this
idea
of doing it.
Yeah, I remember coming on your program. Oh, God, I mean, it would have been 6-7 years ago now when I first had the idea. Everyone thought I was crazy, of course, but you just got to keep going with these things. And it's so weird to be out the other side now and reflecting on it. And it's a completely different experience having been there. So
Darcy Holmes from Ramsgate, one of the team who was with you, she shared with us her amazing artwork that she had created. But she told us about actually she developed her style, that particular style that we saw in the gallery on our Facebook page, as a result of day by day. So people were learning new skills as they were going along, and her collection's just pretty wonderful.
Her collection's absolutely incredible, and what a lovely legacy for us to leave. The visuals that we're going to be able to produce, we're producing a book, and she's going to produce them as cards. So nice to have her images and the way she reflected on the experience. And I think with the sound, you know, I have no experience up to maybe a few years ago with recording sound. I've learned so much. I mean, I had a professional cameraman as a mentor, and he gave me loads of tips and loads of advice on how to use different sound equipment in the field and so on. So really learnt lots and able now to share that. So
well, you recorded some wonderful sounds which we have been able to play tonight, first play as well, which is just wonderful to hear them. And what's the next big adventure for you and Kent Scouts? What's coming up?
So we've got 24 going out to Ghana this August, and they're going to be working in Ghanaian schools and doing a project there. And I've got another couple of dozen going out to Zanzibar, which is going to be the first time Kent Scouts have ever been to Zanzibar. That's going to be next August. And I'm already planning a trip to Kenya for the year after, for the Easter 2024.
And I know you've always talked about it's a global network of Scouts, and there are Scouts in every single part of the world. And as a former Kent Scout ambassador myself, I got to understand that a number of years ago, and when we had the Jamboree here in Kent, the Kent Jamboree that was just phenomenal at Detling, and you get to meet people from all over the world.
Yeah, but one of the, if you have a look at our website, which is request2021.org.uk, on there we've got our Shackleton Scout Zone, where we've linked up with Scout groups all along the route of the original expedition. And we've had Scouts in the Ascension Islands, Cape Town, Tristan da Cunha, South Georgia, all over the world have been linking up. We've even got them under the Statue of the Redeemer in Rio.
Amazing. And I guess right now a lot of Scouts will be reaching out to maybe those in the Ukraine and places where it's felt that there's needed to be that conversation going on at this
That's
most important
happening.
Time.
We've got, there's a big, huge Scouting fund worldwide that's linking up with the Ukrainian Scouts to support them. And that's all happening as we speak.
Really appreciate you being with us. Thanks so much. And people can catch up at request2021.org.uk and your podcast, as you mentioned as well, Alan, for people to click on to listen to
more of those sounds. Yeah, that's on iTunes or the website.
Thank you, Alan. All the very best. Alan Noak, project leader of the Kent Scouts Request 2021 and also here in Kent, the Assistant County Commissioner for Global Projects. Wasn't that amazing? How transported did you feel?